Welcome in, Terry Birchall, joining us on behalf of the North Platte Public School Foundation. And Terry, we were talking off the air. It is one of the busiest weeks of the year for you.
It is. We're very excited. You know, thank goodness I've got a wonderful board. The foundation's led by some amazing people that are able to, you know, they've got very busy lives, but yet they make time to put together a fun fundraiser on Friday night, the Education After Hours, recognizing some distinguished alumni with some honors there, and then celebrating our Teachers of the Year. And we're looking forward to that event. And then Bulldog Golf Classic is on Saturday with the Booster Club. So we, you know, just put it all in one weekend. And then that way, maybe we'll start to get reunions on that same weekend. And they can take part in that too.
Now, let's begin by breaking down Friday. Can you remember? Can you remind us about the alumnus that are going to be recognized Friday evening?
Yes. So we have two distinguished alumni this year. Scott Orr, who's local here, who, you know, I didn't realize he served in the military.
Oh, okay. Military man.
Very much so. So no wonder he's got such a giving heart and is always doing things in the community and took over the family business and stayed right here in North Platte. And then we have Rod Anderson, who graduated here. His parents still live here. His sisters actually work at the district in the IT department.
Oh, cool.
And but he is living in Sarasota, Florida now. He's retired, but he's done some great things with helping power and utility companies and taxes and all that fun stuff with some big firms. So a great, smart, brilliant man that's coming back to celebrate with us as well. So you'll learn more about them at the event.
That is awesome. And that's going to be Friday evening. It'll be the Education After Hours, a great opportunity for alumnus to come and hang out, spend some time together. And if you're planning a class reunion, it's a great way to kick it on off.
It is. It is. We even have a few educators that are coming back, Mr. Millsap and Mr. Martin, and I believe Mr. Best is even going to be there.
Oh, cool.
And Mrs. Byrne, who was a substitute teacher in the system. So, yeah, we've got great educators, retired and present, that will be in attendance as well. And, of course, it's that 70s party. So
yes, the 70s theme.
It you know, we're having fun with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Why not?
Well, they both graduated in the 70s, and we just thought that made sense.
It makes sense, I'd say. So that's going to be Friday evening at one of the newest venues in our wonderful community that we can showcase to for some visitors and some individuals that might not have had a chance to check it on out yet.
Yes, Venue 304. They are great to work with for nonprofits, and so we appreciate them very much. And then also we're going to have an auction. We've got drinks and desserts that we're auctioning off, along with a couple of parking spots, you know, front row at the high school, and our drive. We haven't been able to auction off our drive for like the last 3 years. So we're going to be off auctioning that off.
Cool.
And then we have a dormy golf experience.
Oh, yes. This is the big one, isn't it?
It is. You know, Dormy Network, they've got about 6 other courses across the country, and it is a private club, and they have a philanthropic side where they allow us to be able to present stay and play. So it's staying overnight and 2 days of all you can play. So,
Yeah. It's a great opportunity.
And they can choose which course they go to. There's only one that's excluded, which is the Dormy Network, the Dormy Club in North Carolina. And they're actually the ones that are building the course north of Maxwell.
How awesome. So it'll be a great opportunity for folks to get some inside knowledge before we have that newest course open up in Lincoln County.
Yes. Very excited for that.
So then that's Friday evening and Friday afternoon's activity. Saturday, we're going to head on out to the golf course too for a little bit of fun, right?
We are out to Lake Maloney Golf Club, and I believe we have about 28 teams signed up. So we are getting to that capacity state. So very excited about that. You know, it'll start at 9 o'clock, and we do have the cheerleaders coming out about 7:30, 8 o'clock to sell some burritos as a fundraiser.
Oh, hey.
And then we'll
be
serving
up a lot of people taking advantage of that opportunity.
I hope so. For their sake. We thought that would be a fun, fun fundraiser for them.
I think that's a win-win opportunity, though.
I hope so.
Especially with the quality burritos I'm sure they're going to be cooking up. So
I know. I know. Well, we actually have a wonderful sponsor, Taco John's, that's helping us out with that.
I have said it on the air before, Terry. They have the best breakfast burritos.
Yes, and they've stepped up to help us make that happen this year. So we're excited about that.
That's another great example of one of the businesses here in our community that does a great job at helping out with our local education with the foundation.
It is. That is one of their missions, is to help with education. And so we're excited for them to partner with us as well. So
busy week, busy weekend for you.
Yes. And it even goes into the next week. August 2nd is the mobile food pantry, but we're also going to be handing out backpacks to those kiddos who might need a backpack full of supplies. So that is already occurring because, you know, school's not that far away.
I know. I couldn't believe it. Just a couple weeks ago, I was over at Walmart and I saw them putting some of the back to school displays out and putting some of the supplies up front. And I was thinking to myself, seems a little early. And then I thought, wait a minute, July's pretty much over.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
I'm not even going back to school and I feel kind of bad for the kids, don't you? I mean, the summer just flew by for us.
I do. And we're, you know, all the teachers and staff come back August 9th.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, it is right around the corner.
Yeah, it's quickly approaching, that's for sure.
It is. So if you know of somebody that maybe needs a backpack full of supplies for their kiddo, it'll be at the high school drive-through and you can pick up a backpack and get that to the appropriate families that need them. So,
Terry Burchill joining us on behalf of the North Platte Public School Foundation. She serves as the executive director and a new colleague in the McKinley Education Center building for you, Terry. Have you had much interaction with Dr. Rhodes yet?
Yes, he has met with our executive committee and he plans on attending our meeting starting in August.
Oh, cool.
He's very excited. He's great to work with. Yes, we've had lots of conversations. There's lots going on and lots upcoming. So, He even purchased a table. And
oh, awesome.
Actually, two. So he's coming and bringing some people with him. So he's very much in support of the foundation, which we're very grateful for. Because they do a lot for the foundation. They give me an office and give me some IT support. And so we're very grateful for that. And hopefully we reciprocate that with being able to hand out some scholarships and some REACH grants to teachers and the Prepared to Learn to help students. And then, of course, manage the funds for the backpack program and the food pantry. So
it's a great partnership and great to have Dr. Rhodes in cooperation with that. And he's really hit the ground running. There's been no rest for the wicked, I would say.
No, there isn't. In fact, they're at administrative days in Kearney right now. So, yes, he is literally hitting the ground running.
Not that he had much of a choice, but he's doing pretty well. So
Yes. Everyone's excited for him. And, you know, there's some excited staff up at the high school, too.
Sure.
Brand new staff up there. So been working with the athletic director on a few things, Jimmy Rhodes. So don't get confused. Okay. There's Dr. Todd Rhodes and there's Jimmy Rhodes. They're not related.
That could be some interesting confusion on the email chains. They'll probably be very familiar with forwarding each other emails.
Yes, I think so. I think so. So, yes. And Corey, the new principal there's a new energy and there's a synergy that's occurring throughout the district that is great to see. Not that we didn't have it. It's just, you know, sometimes when you get that fresh blood in there, it just kind of opens up your eyes a little bit more and gives you a different perspective. And
there's a new captain steering the ship. There's some new shipmates. Yeah. So it's different, that's for sure.
Great analogy.
I like it. Anything else you want to add this morning, Terry?
No, I appreciate you having me on. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and business partners throughout the community that helps us.
Friday and Saturday are going to be a big couple of days. If folks still want to attend tomorrow evening's event, is there still opportunity for them to do so?
There is. You can go out to the website, nppsf.org, and click on several different things. You'll find the event in there, what we do, or you can go under alumni for the distinguished alumni, and it says right there to purchase tickets. So
awesome. Well, Terry, we sure do appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this week and next week, and I think by the next time we have you in the studio, we'll be back in the classroom, won't we?
We will be.
My goodness.
I know.
It'll Sorry, be fun. Kids.
I know, right?
It's quickly approaching.
I don't know. I wonder if mom and dad's ready for that, though.
It's probably that time of the year where they're thinking, okay, how many more days until we get them back to school?
Yeah, get a little routine.
Can we drop the kids off early?
Yeah.
Thanks, Terry. Good luck
this
week.